and had a thing like if you have been in a packing house they had where you can slide them big quarters of cattle around, you know, in there where they had that same thing in the
yeah,
barn.
I've seen those.
Go down and right. get a whole load of hay off or either just get a bale or two ahead and pull it up there and push the cat right on back to the barn and turn it out back then, drop it down and bring it back. But it just very, very few of those things in my lifetime.
How much wheat did you raise, say, maker?
Oh, I never did grow much wheat. You'd get 25 bushels to the acre, anywhere from 15 to 30 bushels. I think now that people get around from 40 to 75 bushels.
Okay. And now, talking about wheat, what sort of bread was made out of flour, baked in loaves? You make what?
Well, if you made loaf, most folks made loaf bread was light bread. Was made out of yeast bread. If you made it in loaves, you made you when you went to the mill, you got two or three different. You get some your best flour, and then you get some what they call suckers, and you get your shorts, and you get your bran.
Okay, shorts. Yeah.
Shorts would be to make the moonshine out of. That's what the moonshiners use with shorts.
Well,
but we fed them to the hogs.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, you mentioned cornbread. What kind of, any different types of cornbread you
come in? Well, you have, in my house, real, most of the time, they cook little patty just like pancakes.
Uh-huh.
At dinner time, you always...
That's called a what?
Well,
you know what a dodger was?
Yeah, dodger don't cook. It's cooked in your greens. Now that I've eaten dodgers, but not at my house.
Really?
You packed up. You made them dodgers real hard and packed with not much moisture in them, and just dropped them over in your greens and let them boil in with greens. They'd stay together. They'd come out there dumb, but they'd just be white.
Mm.
Your cornbread, I always want mine brown, and that crust is what I liked about it.
How do you like cornbread with fish? I mean, how do you like
Well, if I'm going to eat anything in my fish, that's what I want with them. And I want meal put on before you cook them. Some full of flour fish at some of these daggone places you go to, like the Yankee Fried folks do. But meal to make grits for breakfast out of cornmeal.
Yeah.
I mean, out of corn, and then ground in the grits, then you have your meal for you. To make your cornbread out of. We used to cook a lot of whole cake cornbread inside the stove.
Mm-hmm.
Because you cook in an old iron frying pan, it'd be slice it, you know,
okay.
out of that thing and crackling bread out of crackling. You had a lot of crackling bread.
That was part of the hog, wasn't it?
When you kill a hog and cooked up your lard, your crackling was what was left out of the lard. They would be real brown, and if you had some skin on them, they'd be good eating.
Did you ever take just cornmeal, salt, and water and make something out of that?
Well, that was for my day, that gruel they used to cook with cornmeal, but I've heard people talking about eating gruel out of cornmeal.
Yeah, mush or cushion.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was the way we used to cook cornbread, just take cornmeal and water and salt.
So I know, but you didn't have it.
We had griddles.
Hey, cooked though, I'm talking about gruel, they call it.
Uh-huh.
Eat it with a spoon. Well, yeah, you didn't put no eggs in most of your cornbread. You just put water.
Those cornbread hoe cakes, we call them.
Uh-huh.
And you can cook them on a little old griddle about like that, and you grease it. And put it on there and let it frit all around the edge, you know. And that's what made it so good. And browned it on that side and flipped it over on the other
cooked
side.
My hot cakes.
Browned it on that side. You used to have that every morning for breakfast.
Uh-huh.
A whole cake of cornbread every morning for breakfast.
Okay, then did you ever put onions or green peppers and make little balls of them, hush puppies?
Yeah, to eat with fish.